Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Hey everyone, ready to deep dive into how small businesses can crush it with AI marketing in 2025?
Sounds fun.
We're dissecting a YouTube video by digital marketing guru Wes McDowell.
I've seen his stuff. It's pretty insightful.
Totally. And get this. He says it's not just about Gen Z anymore.
Interesting. That's usually the go-to these days.
Right. But he's saying that whole Gen Z does things differently thing, it's actually impacting all of demographics.
So, like, even if I'm not targeting teens, I still got to pay attention to what they're into.
Exactly. Because younger generations are trendsetters. Their preferences ripple outward.
Makes sense. They're the ones growing up with all this tech, so they kind of set the bar for everyone else.
Precisely. So even if your business is, like, I don't know, selling garden gnomes, you're still affected by how 18-year-olds consume content.
Wow, garden gnomes and Gen Z. Never thought of that combo.
See, it's everywhere. And that's where McDowell gets into the heart of it all. Organic marketing.
The classic. But I guess in this AI-driven world, it's easy to think that stuff's outdated.
I know, right? But he's making the case that organic marketing is going to be the deciding factor in 2025.
So, like, more important than ever.
Absolutely. He really emphasizes building trust and credibility over time, becoming the go-to expert in your field.
Well, yeah, because think about it. We're all drowning in ads these days. It's exhausting.
Total information overload. So when you find something genuinely helpful, not salesy, it stands out.
Right. It's like that sigh of relief when you find a website that just gives you the info you need without trying to push something on you.
Exactly. People crave authenticity, real value. And McDowell says video marketing is key for that.
Oh, yeah. Video is huge. But as a small business, sometimes it feels like you need a whole production team to do it right.
I hear you. But that's where McDowell's advice is so refreshing. He emphasizes simple video marketing.
Simple. So I don't need fancy cameras and editing software.
Not at all. He tells this story about entrepreneur Alex Hormozi, who ditched the high production stuff and switched to super simple educational videos.
Oh, wow. So like talking head, whiteboard, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And guess what? His audience engagement skyrocketed. People are craving that realness.
Makes you think. Maybe we've overcomplicated things with all the bells and whistles.
Totally. People want clear explanations, good audio, and helpful content. That's it.
This is great news for anyone short on time and resources.
I know, right? It's like permission to just be yourself, share your expertise, and hit record.
Now that's empowering. No more hiding behind fancy production, just good old-fashioned value.
You got it. And speaking of reaching people, McDowell is a huge fan of LinkedIn newsletters.
Really? I thought those were kind of, I don't know, old school.
I know, right? But he makes a compelling case, especially for B2B businesses.
So like me, trying to reach other businesses, not just individual consumers.
Exactly. He says newsletters give you this awesome direct line to your audience's inbox, cutting through the noise of the LinkedIn feed.
So instead of hoping people see my post, it lands right in their email.
Exactly. He even gives this crazy example. A guy named John Hall, who has over 330,000 newsletter subscribers, but less than 70,000 followers.
Whoa, wait. So his newsletter reach is way bigger than his actual follower count.
That's the power of it.
Yeah.
You build this dedicated audience that gets your content delivered straight to them.
That's wild. Plus, it kind of forces you to be more consistent with your content creation, right? If you have a newsletter to send out regularly.
Absolutely. It builds a rhythm. And every newsletter you send turns subscribers into followers.
So it's a double whammy, growing your reach and strengthening your presence on LinkedIn.
Exactly. Plus, that professional context of LinkedIn lends credibility, especially for B2B.
Yeah, it's like having that built-in trust factor. People take you more seriously when it's coming from LinkedIn.
All right, brace yourself because McDowell drops what he calls a genius strategy. Using custom GPTs as lead magnets to build your email list.
Whoa, hold on. Custom GPTs, that sounds dot intense.
It's seriously cool. Imagine offering potential clients a personalized AI assistant powered by a GPT that gives them tailored advice related to your services.
So like a mini-me AI that shows off my expertise.
Precisely. It's like a taste of what it's like to work with you, but before they even sign up.
Okay, I'm starting to see the brilliance here. It's way more engaging than a static PDF download.
Right. McDowell throws out some awesome examples. A financial advisor could have a GPT that offers budgeting tips and investment strategies.
Makes sense. Or like a personal trainer with a GPT that generates custom workout plans.
Yes. Or a dog trainer with a GPT that helps people troubleshoot common behavioral issues.
It's like a little sneak peek behind the curtain of what you offer.
Exactly. And these GPTs work 24/7, building relationships while you sleep.
It's like having a virtual assistant that's always on, always showcasing your skills.
Okay, so we've got simple videos, powerful newsletters, and AI assistants working for us. But wait, there's more. McDowell also talks about the evolution of AI chatbots.
Oh, yeah, those things. But honestly, a lot of them feel kind of clunky and just answer basic questions.
I know, right? But he sees them becoming so much more powerful, like creating personalized experiences that actually drive sales.
Oh, wow. So not just answering FAQs, but actually guiding people toward a purchase.
Exactly. He says it's all about meeting customers where they are. People want quick, direct communication.
Yeah. Who has time to wait for an email response these days?
Exactly. He even shares how he uses AI chatbots on his core sales pages to pre-qualify leads, making sure people are a good fit before they buy.
Smart move. Makes the whole process more efficient for everyone involved.
Right. Think about it. Customers expect a response within 60 seconds these days.
Yeah, that's the standard now, thanks to instant messaging and all that.
Without AI, you'd be chained to your computer or need a massive customer service team.
So these AI chatbots are like having a 247 team member always ready to chat.
Precisely. Always there to provide instant support, answer questions, guide people through the sales process.
And as they interact with more people, they learn and get even better, right?
That's the beauty of AI. It's constantly improving, refining its responses, becoming more effective.
So it's not just about automating things, but actually enhancing the customer experience.
All right, get ready, because now we're stepping into what McDowell calls the next level of AI marketing. Using ChatGPT's 0-in-1 model to generate custom marketing plans.
Wait, custom marketing plans? Like the kind you'd pay a consultant big bucks for?
That's the thing. It's AI powered. It takes your goals, your target audience, your challenges, and creates a tailored plan designed for you.
No way. So it's not just spitting out generic advice. It actually understands my specific situation.
That's the power of the 0-1 model. And get this, McDowell includes the exact prompt you need to use in the video description.
Whoa, he's just giving away the secret sauce like that. That's generous.
I know, right? It's like he's handing you the keys to this powerful AI tool saying, go make magic happen.
And what's cool is it doesn't just throw a plan at you. It explains its reasoning, right? Like it walks you through the why behind the strategy.
Exactly. It's like having an AI marketing strategist on your team, guiding you every step of the way.
It's not just AI throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's strategic thinking, like a real consultant.
This is where AI gets truly mind-blowing. It's not about replacing human creativity. It's about augmenting it, making us smarter and more effective.
So we've gone from simple video marketing to having an AI strategist in our pocket.
Technology is wild, right? The McDowell's packed this video with so much, and we've only just scratched the surface.
So for our listeners who are ready to dip their toes into the AI marketing waters, where should they start?
Yeah. What resources or tools would you recommend?
A great place to start is by exploring what the big players are offering. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, they all have AI-powered marketing tools.
And they're designed to be user-friendly, right?
Yeah.
Even for small businesses without a tech team.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of online communities. There are tons of blogs, forums, social media groups dedicated to AI marketing.
It's amazing how much free information is out there. It's like a whole world waiting to be explored.
Engaging with those communities is a fantastic way to stay updated on trends, learn from others' experiences.
And don't be afraid to experiment. Try different tools. See what works for your business. The beauty of AI is that it's constantly evolving.
There's always something new to discover. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out to an expert.
Yeah, there are plenty of consultants who can help you navigate the world of AI marketing and create a strategy that's tailored to your needs.
They can help you choose the right tools, avoid common pitfalls, and make sure you're getting the most out of this powerful technology.
We've explored all sorts of practical strategies, tackled those ethical dilemmas.
And now it's time for the grand finale. A glimpse into the future.
Exactly. AI is evolving at lightning speed, so what we've talked about so far is just the beginning.
The tip of the iceberg. And what's cool is that these advancements aren't just happening in some fancy lab.
Right. It's not all theoretical. It's actually trickling down to practical applications that small businesses can use right now.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So, what trends on the horizon have you particularly geeking out about?
Ooh, good question. Well, one that really caught my eye is hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization sounds intense.
It is. We talked about using AI for personalized experiences, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
Imagine AI that can anticipate your customers' needs before they even realize they have them.
Whoa, hold on. That's some next level mind reading stuff.
Right. But it's all based on data. As AI gathers more info about your customers, their preferences, behaviors, past interactions.
It starts to connect the dots and predict what they'll want next.
Exactly. Imagine sending them targeted offers or recommendations that are so perfectly aligned with their interests, it's like you're in their head.
That would be incredible. It's like having a personal shopper for every single customer, but powered by AI.
Talk about boosting customer loyalty. They'd feel so seen and understood.
It's not just about product recommendations either, right? It's about personalizing that entire customer journey.
From the moment they land on your website to the follow-up emails they get.
Creating an experience that feels tailor-made just for them.
This all sounds amazing, but I can't help but think about the privacy implications.
Right, with great power comes great responsibility, as they say.
Exactly. How can businesses ensure they're using this hyper-personalization ethically?
Transparency and consent are crucial, as always. You got to be upfront with customers about how their data is being used.
No more hiding behind vague terms and conditions.
Give them control over their data, let them opt out if they're not comfortable with that level of personalization.
Finding that balance between personalization and privacy is going to be so important as AI gets more sophisticated.
Absolutely. So, hyper-personalization is one big trend. What else is on your radar?
Well, another exciting development is the increasing accessibility of AI tools.
Ah, so it's not just for the big tech giants anymore.
Not at all. The market is exploding with new options that are specifically designed for small businesses.
Small businesses with limited budgets, small teams, all that.
Exactly. AI is becoming more democratized, which is amazing.
It means that small businesses can actually compete with the big guys using the same powerful technology.
And these tools are becoming more user-friendly all the time.
So I don't need a PhD in computer science to figure them out.
Nope. Many platforms have intuitive interfaces, drag-and-drop features, even templates to get you started.
That's a relief. It's all about empowering small business owners, regardless of their technical skill.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the tools themselves, it's about the support that's becoming available.
So, like online communities, educational resources, AI-powered assistance to guide you along the way.
Exactly. There's a whole ecosystem emerging to help small businesses navigate the world of AI marketing.
It's like having a virtual support system cheering you on.
So it seems like the future of AI marketing for small businesses is pretty darn bright.
It is. It's all about embracing personalization, leveraging those accessible tools, and always being willing to learn and adapt.
The AI landscape is constantly evolving, so staying curious is key.
Well said. It's a really exciting time to be a small business owner.
It is. AI isn't some far-off futuristic concept anymore. It's here, it's powerful, and it can totally transform your marketing efforts.
And help you achieve those big, audacious goals you've set for your business.
Well, on that note of optimism and empowerment, we've reached the end of our deep dive into AI for small business marketing in 2025.
Wow, we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
From those practical tips to the ethical stuff to the future trends that are going to shake things up.
We explored it all. And hopefully you, dear listener, are walking away with some valuable insights and a renewed sense of excitement for what's possible.
Because the future of marketing is smarter, more personalized, more human-centric than ever before.
And AI is the key to unlocking that potential. So go forth, experiment, and make some magic happen.
Until next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.